Is it coming in? There I go. Okay. Thank you. You try to put all the parts together. All right. So while everyone comes in here, I'm wearing my sunglasses for a reason. Clear. Okay, good. So I learned since joining the No BS team and working on computer monitors a lot is that my eyes at 52 years of age need glasses, right? So I have been buying, you know, readers, the pack. I buy three pack because I need them all around. And I seriously probably at least 12 or 15 pair. So anyway, I go to the eye doctor and get all the exams done. And it was really cool because she's trying to figure out a process where she can do eye exams from her home, because if she were to get the coronavirus, you know, she wouldn't be able to practice. So anyway, all this to say, I have my eye exam, I get my old lady glasses, right? I get the, she calls them the workhorse, right? The bifocal. And so she has these like really close up pictures of, gosh, I'm sorry, is my voice getting in and out? This has a short in it. This is not a perfect system. When it works well, it works well. How's that? So she has a picture of my eye. This is good that we're working this out while I'm just chatting about eyes. She tells me better. Thank you for letting me all seriously. So during the exam, she brings up the picture of my eye and she tells me I have the beginnings of cataracts. And I was like, what are you telling me? So here's a fun fact I want to tell y'all, that brown-eyed people have a tendency to get cataracts over fair-eyed people. Still cutting in and out. So sorry. Okay. So good right now. Brown-eyed people have a tendency, because of our brown eyes, we don't, when we go out in the sun, we don't feel the brightness like fair-eyed people when I move. Great. Okay. anyway, so here's my health tip for the day. That is, if you have brown eyes and if you have eyes, please consider purchasing some good sunglasses for yourself, because apparently this is really and that we should all be wearing our sunglasses to prevent cataracts. With that said, it looks like, I think it's better when I bring it forward. I'm going to try. Glasses are super important. Yes, thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Is this good, like, right here, because then it's kind of hanging? Yes, you have eyes. Hey, Mina. Yes. Okay. We're going to go with it right there. So today's lesson is we're following off of last week's A Day in the Life of Old Shitty, right? And why A Day in the Life of Old Shitty was so important, because that's where, when we carry around thoughts all day and we're not managing our mind and giving ourselves the mental breaks that we need, it's so important, because when you get home at night, when you might be more tired, fatigued from the day, and you might have a tendency to have more urges, that dealing with your urges at night can become just harder, challenging for you to deal with. So managing your mind is so important. So we talked about A Day in the Life of Old Shitty, and today is going to be laddering your thought babies. And here's what's important to remember. And y'all remember, if you have questions, to please put them over in the Q&A. Nobody's asking any questions yet. I'm going to need some questions. Otherwise, it's going to be me talking about me and thought babies and laddering. So thoughts are just sentences in your head. When I cross my arms, I'm afraid. You get to decide when you're hearing your thoughts in your head, you can decide what to think instead. It's called belief changing. So you have the voices, the thoughts in your head, and you can change those. And when you want to change a thought, it needs to feel doable or better. I love how Corinne was Betsy, I believe she gives a lot of credit to, that came up with the concept of doable. You know, we're going to talk about doable hunger, doable plans. So it needs to feel doable or better when you want to change a belief. It does not need to feel amazing to give you the shift and relief that you're going to need. from one that feels terrible and true. That's you just, it doesn't need to be an amazing thought to get away from one that feels terrible and true. Oh, I think I'm a little more nervous this week than I was last week. So here's how you're going to do it. Yay. First, there's two ways. You've got to find the thought that feels shitty and true, and you're going to add an opener or a closer. And I love this, how Corinne uses this sentence. I can't tell you how many times I use this sentence. It's just automatic now. Sometimes I catch myself in a thought, and I'm like, oh, and that's just a thought I'm thinking. And what that, this one sentence right here does is it creates awareness, and it allows some wiggle room to get into any thought you might be having that that you're trying to, that is just your old shitty thought that you want to move up from. So we want to create shifts to get to awareness, and it helps your thought to not feel true. So the bullshit sentence starters. Corinne went over this in the, can I read the sentences, please? I don't know what sentences. I was reading them. Okay, so I don't want to go outside and exercise. I don't like broccoli. I don't know what y'all might have to give me some ideas in here. That won't work. I've never done it. But the key thing about these bullshit sentence starters is that they're disempowering and you have no control. You feel like you have no control, like you're at the effect of the world, that you are, the way I think of it is you are reacting, right? Because you are not taking ownership of your thoughts. You're not taking a stand for yourself in the world. So you must start thinking like someone who has control over their life. That is just the key right there. You've got to start changing your thinking to get to where you want to go. And Corinne emphasizes this, and we will hear this often, is the old thoughts will never go away. So there are some ideas going up through here. I just want it. I'm just going to gain this weight back. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't read that right there. All right. I don't like my thighs, someone said. That's just some bullshit I'm thinking. I like my thighs whenever I can get up and walk across the room. I'm grateful for them. That's my thought. Old shitty is needed, right? You need to have old shitty because that is the thought you want to change. That is where you're going to change. Your old shitty is the one that's giving you the problem, that is creating this thing going on in your world. So it's now going to become your trigger when you think that thought so that you can unlearn the thinking. So use the old shitty thought to trigger a latter thought. And a latter thought, we're going to call it a new hotness thought, right? Where you want to get to. And we're going to just see it as a sentence in our brain. And when Corinne gives us this one, that's some bullshit my brain is thinking. She tells us we can put that one on the first rung of the ladder. So if we're down here in old shitty, then we can have, and that's some bullshit my brain is thinking. And I can tell you what, I've gotten a lot of traction off that sentence myself. Because one, I mean, who doesn't love to channel Corinne and the power and the emphasis that she can put in the sentence, and, you know, the creativity, the colorfulness of the language, because it's not typically how I would be thinking, or I don't know. I don't even know how I would be thinking anymore because I feel like I channel Corinne so much. But it provides that dramatic shift for me to just think like Corinne, seriously. So that's just some bullshit my brain is thinking. So here we are. Now, do y'all like how the color balance changes when I move to? Page behind the welcome. of new thoughts to think that we can put openers and closers to ladder our way up. And these little squiggly lines right here, that just kind of just emphasizes like what we're doing with, because every time we have a thought, it's brand new. Did y'all know that? Every time you have a thought, it's created right in that moment and it's brand new. And so, talk or like how, if we want to take a running, take up running, we don't start out at the top of the running, and a baby doesn't start out walking. You have to up on things to grasping until he's standing up and walking. Well, that's what we're doing here. We are just starting where we're at with old shitty. We're going to do some, that's some BS my brain is thinking. And we're just, every time we consciously direct and gain awareness and some authority over our old thoughts, can we shift ourselves up to the thinking? Sorry, my audio is choppy. Sorry, it's getting better now. That's my last resort, is I have a giant microphone. Yeah, it came this way from the factory, and I'm okay. I'm going to keep going. And I'm sorry, because that has to be frustrating for y'all. And I could be a rock star with the mic. Thank you. Woo! I do have a little fan over here in the corner too. All right. There are some questions over here. And is it that bad? Use the mic. Conflicting. Mm. 5%. True. Missing whole sentences. Is this better? Yep. Can't hear that much. Is this, it keeps cutting in and out. I'm only hearing about a quarter. It's better. Is it better? Is it steady? Now it's better. I'm just going to kind of stand here. That's what I'm going to do. I won't be pointing. Better, better. Sentences are just thoughts in our brain. Thought laddering allows you to wiggle the thoughts loose. We're going to practice. We're going to repeat. We're going to keep doing it over and over and over. If you have to do it 1,000 times a day, that's what you're going to do. You're going to take your old shitty thought. It's going to be your trigger. I'm sorry. I'm giving the quick rundown in case you missed through the choppy audio. My apologies. Any kind of thoughts. Any kind. I think you mean any kind of thought. Absolutely. Especially, well, it's a thought that feels shitty and disempowering. You're the ones you really, because, I mean, do you need to thought ladder up from a good feeling? I mean, I have never really thought about that. I suppose you could. I'm just always working on the ones that are not serving me and that don't feel good to me. So I'm thinking the sound is still good. Oops, much better, better, better. Okay, so thought laddering, starting at the bottom with that's some bullshit my brain is thinking. And then we're going to use, you can use an opener or a closer. The openers and closers are in the planner. 6:15, sound is good. Thank you. New thoughts to think right here in your planner. So I'm going to take a minute here and I'm not going to move, although it's hard to hold this in my hand when I want to talk with my hands. I reached my lowest weight. I noticed my brain losing its why or afraid to the unknown. I don't know what to think to keep going. I still need to lose 30 pounds. I reached my lowest weight and noticed my brain losing its why or afraid to the unknown. Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you have 30 pounds to lose, you know, somewhere you've, my thoughts are you've come to some kind of comfort zone. You're comfortable. And whatever got you to where the weight loss that you've had at the moment is not going to serve you. So you're going to need a thought like, I'm willing to believe that I can pick up right where I left off. I'm willing to believe I can leave 2 bites of food behind today. I'm willing to, it's possible that I can drink 2 glasses of water more tomorrow and get to my weight loss goals. I believe I'll get to my weight loss goals. I'm not going to make it. So that's a thought. That's probably a really good one that, you know, you could just say, that's some bullshit I'm thinking. I mean, this is a perfect one. So if you've got an old shitty thought down here, am I still good on my sound? Am I still good before I just start talking away? Yes. Okay. So if you had the thought down here, I'm not going to make it to the 200s. The first thing you would do is think, well, that's just some bullshit my brain is thinking. And that's your trigger. That's your trigger to dig in and find some new, an opener or a closer. So here we go. It feels doable when I think I can lose 5 pounds. You know, because losing 5 pounds is on the way down to the 200s. I'm curious how I can make changes in my 4 basics to get to my 200s. I'm willing to believe that I'll do that no matter what, I'll reach the 200s. I'm becoming someone who thinks that I will reach my goal. Am I still okay? When I see the chat moving, it makes me hyper like, ooh, can you hear me? I hope that helps. Are the bullshit sentence starters how you know the shitty thought babies? I have a difficult time catching the thought babies when they happen. It's a good question. Okay. So your thought babies come from a core belief, or, you know, the mama belief, the overarching, like, not good enough. So the thought baby would be something like, I don't deserve, or, well, you know what else? Did y'all see the sheet? There's a printout. So I'm going to pull straight from this anonymous that, these, like, it's too hard. I don't know that I'm answering your question. I'm multitasking. Are the bullshit, yeah, they're your cues. The bullshit sentence starters are the cues. And I would question what's in there because they're disempowering. Period. Yes. Start there. I'm open to believing that I can get control of my afternoon eating. That sounds good to me. All right. All and never seem to be triggers that thoughts belong in the bullshit category. Like there are no for men for me is pretty absolute. Okay, I was thinking about you last week, Lara. So there, everywhere I look, I see men. Men everywhere. Men are available to me. Something like that. And the all and never seem to be triggers that thoughts belong in the bullshit category, like there are no men for me, is pretty absolute. That's some bullshit your brain is thinking. Okay, I'm gonna leave you there. When I look down, it's worse. Is that true? Okay. Oh, goodness. All right, we have 9 minutes. my BS thought is that I can't ever reach my weight loss goal. I never have in the past. This one, that sounds like it's taken right from the worksheet. The worksheet is located in the No BS course, and you can print it out, and it is perfectly lined. Thank you. Thank you for your support, y'all. And the question has rolled away. I'm rolling back. Okay. I'm willing to believe that I will reach my goal, and I'm willing to let go of the past. I'm willing to believe that I am stepping into my future self today. You know, the past is not your fortune teller. The past is your teacher. Corinne has been teaching us for that for a few years, and I want to offer that to the person in ask over here in that hashtag ask. Sound is good. 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 Sound is good. Can you give an example of a thought and then work it up the ladder? Actually, you may be doing this, but you probably didn't hear me. Oh, thank you. You think I have a calming voice? Trying to calm myself down because, you know, the audio. So I'm glad it sounds calming. I really appreciate y'all's support, and I couldn't apologize anymore for the technical difficulty. All right. Can you use the thought, I'm always doing my best to ladder my thoughts? Can you use the thought? You know, so if you have, I guess I would need to see what your thought is, but I love that. Actually, I love that I'm always doing my best, because that is something, that is a belief I have. In any given moment, I'm always doing the best I can. So I'm going to go with yes on that one, especially if it works for you and it provides a thought shift. Don't get too comfortable in it, but it needs to provide just enough shift to get away from the old shitty thought. I hope that helps you. I've been really trying to believe I can reach my goal weight. When I try to imagine myself there, feeling pride or excitement, I actually feel anxious because my thought is, I will never get there. So I'm looking for an effective ladder thought. Well, if this were my thought down here in old shitty, right? I will never get there. You can say, well, that's some bullshit I'm thinking to get you on the ladder, right? And so to get your hand up the ladder one, you could say something like, I'm working on believing that I'll get there. I'm open to the possibilities of reaching my new goal. I mean, these are all just so beautiful, y'all. They are all just, when you read these new thoughts to think, like, they create a sense of openness and awareness and a leaning into feeling, like you want to open up a good book and just step right in. That's what I feel like. I'm becoming someone who believes. It feels doable when I think I can reach my goals. I'm open to believing. I love all of these. Please go to your planner and you all use these. All right. My question is, I'm an amazing human being. Okay. Well, it takes 52 years. Thank you for your support. Seriously. I hope my audio is still coming in. Okay. All right. My thought is that I look chubby in the mirror. How can I ladder that thought? So if we go to the book, and you sound like someone who wouldn't be cussing in your brain, I just want to say, Tiffany, so you could think, someday I will think that I no longer look chubby. I'm open to thinking new ways about my body. I notice I'm thinking, and did the thought go there? Sorry, y'all. I'm becoming someone who accepts her body at every weight she's at. I'm choosing to believe that I love myself, you know, and that includes every part of my body. All right. 4 minutes, y'all. Did I tell y'all I have a fan over here now too? Woo. These are good ladder thoughts. They are good ladder thoughts. Let's see. So the way this worksheet is laid out for us, and it has a little homework on there. Thank you, Darla. Is you know, and I want to put this down, but I'm afraid. I believe that my looks in the mirror are getting better every day. I love that. That is so good. So the way the worksheet is laid out, they actually have it broken down into the belief system, like the mama belief, I'm not good enough, the belief I'll never lose my weight, the belief it's harder for me. And so an example would be the thought baby could be, I have PCOS, or because of my age, or because I'm in menopause, that losing weight is harder for me. And you could use the thought, I'm choosing to think it's harder for me because. And so just drawing awareness to the thought, to draw attention to the fact that it's just a thought. It's just chemicals and going on in your brain, and you want to get awareness of it so that you can ladder your way out of it. All of a sudden, I'm getting so dark. What happened? So it's harder for me, the belief that I have no willpower, motivation, or drive. And then you could just add, I think I have no willpower, motivation, drive, but I keep going no matter what. So this one had two, right? This one had an opener and a closer to help really like pull that it's just a thought in. So under the belief, I'll never lose my weight. This is good because this was someone's question. So the thought baby is, I have too far to go. And the thought ladder offered in here is, it feels doable when I think I only need to lose 1 pound at a time. Because y'all, that is the golden ticket right there. 1 pound at a time. When the thought baby is, I'll have to be perfect to lose it all, right? I'm learning that mistakes are part of the process. I love that. And that's... These make me lean in. These cause me to feel something inside me that feels open and like wanting to go towards it and not like shitty. That's the key. So what you all may have some of your own that you've been working on. The belief I'll never lose my weight. With the thought baby of I don't have time to plan, cook, shop, or journal. And the latter thought would be, I may be wrong about not having time. So I have come so far already. Yes, to the open and close. That's good. It's taking too long to lose my weight. So something really good to lean into that. I notice I'm thinking it's taking too long. And that's just a thought I'm thinking. Mine has been, I will never lose these last 20 pounds. So I may be wrong about, I will never lose these last 20 pounds. Can I repeat the part about time? What did I say? Jill. There has been a hot second since I said something about time. Oh, I don't have time to plan, cook, shop, or journal. And then it says, I may be wrong about not having time. That was it. Okay. About time to exercise. I don't remember what I said about that either. I'm open to believing that I'm going to be an exerciser. I'm learning to believe. I'm in the process of becoming an exerciser. It was about the journaling. Yeah. It was, I may be wrong about not having time. Yep. I can schedule 5 minutes a day to start exercising. I love that. Okay. Y'all, thank you again for your patience. I'm so sorry about the audio. I did try. Maybe next week it will be the big old microphone. Thank you for, again, for everything. And I'm not sure when I'll be back, but I'm going to Nashville. So there you go. We'll see you guys later. Bye.